Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to operate a loader. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Loaders are one of the most essential and important heavy construction equipment that the construction workers simply cannot do without in the current construction scenario. However, operating a loader or in fact any other heavy construction equipment is not as easy task. You need to make sure that you know the steps properly so that the loader does not tip over or change directions all of a sudden. Start with choosing the right size and power of the loader. There are different kinds of loaders, and you can choose a skid loader or a wheel loader or any other kinds of loaders as per your requirements. Once you have done so, you need to follow these steps. Number one, read the user manual. The first step is to read the user manual of the loader carefully. There you will be guided about the different switches, levers, and other tools. Take your seat and carefully identify the switches. Before you start, you must fasten your seatbelt properly so that you do not fall from the loader. Next, understanding the controls. There are two steering handles in almost all loaders. They are located on the sides of the armrests of both sides of the loader. There is also a diagram for the buttons that clearly state how the loader runs, and before you start the machine, you need to look at the loader carefully. 3. Start the loader. Start the loader is usually you given a key that is almost similar to the car key that you have. Some loaders are also start by clearly visible start button. Nowadays, the newer loaders come with a keypad where you will have to enter the code and the starting code and the machine will start. 4. Unlock the controls. Usually the control systems lock, and hence as you start the machine or loader, you will need to unlock the control system. A throttle switch does the job, and when it turns off, the red light is initiated, and when it's switched on, it turns green. 5. Moving the bucket. Usually the bucket is controlled by the left steering handle. It must be made sure that the joystick is moving only to the right or left, to front or back. The diagonal movement may cause the machine to act differently rather than moving the bucket. Many loaders use pedals to run the machine and to control the bucket While moving the machine, you must always lift the bucket high enough to see the front clearly. And lastly, controlling the right handle. The right handle controls how the bucket is operated to load and unload the debris. Moving the right handle to the left will raise the bucket, and moving it to the right will unload or dump the material into the bucket. Now that you have understood how the loader can be operated, it is a must that you stop the loader right in front of the pile of materials that you want to load or unload. Once you are done, park the machine properly so that it does not obscure the area, and always move the vehicle in a slow speed. You know, practice out in the open field. Again, got any questions? Give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.